Om Shanti. 12th December 2019, Thursday. Essence. Sweet children, practice having remembrance, and you will always stay cheerful and in bloom. You will continue to receive help from the Father, and you will never wilt. Sweet children, practice remembrance, and you will always stay cheerful in bloom, and you will never wilt. You will continue to receive help from the Father. So Baba is mentioning these two things about remembrance. When you remember the Father, you will stay happy, cheerful, in bloom, will never get disheartened, depressed, despondent, no wilting. The flower will be a blooming flower and it will not wilt. And second thing is, you will continue to receive help from the Father. So these are the two things that will happen when you remember him. How? Remembrance begets remembrance. When you remember the Father in turn will remember you. So remembrance of Father is the child of remembrance, our remembrance. Remembrance will beget remembrance. And another important thing about remembrance is that we should remember him, or our efforts should be very intense when there are no circumstances. Because it has been seen that during those periods when there are no circumstances, when everything is running smoothly, we often slack off our efforts. In fact, it is during those times that we have to remember Baba more. When there are situations, adversities, circumstances, we try to remember him more during those periods. But then we find our talk, our conversation is unilateral. It's in fact the other way around. When there are no situations in life, when everything is running very smoothly, when there are no obstacles, it is during those times that your remembrance should be the highest. Why? Because during those times your intellect is clear. Because during those times you are very calm. It is only during these times that you can inculcate this knowledge to a greater extent. When you are calm, your mind is peaceful, it is during those times that you have to fill yourself with light, with might, with energy, with power, with understanding, with wisdom. So there are two times in our lives. One, times of peace, times of peacelessness. Times where there are no disturbances, times where there are disturbances. Times when we are very calm, very quiet, no upheaval. And there are times where there is a upheaval at the level of thoughts, emotional turmoil, turbulence in emotions, in feelings, or war in sanskars. So these are the two times of life, and these times keep on changing. So our remembrance should be the highest when there are no situations, circumstances, obstacles, disturbances, or during those periods when we are in Madhuban, where there are no thoughts of daily duties, responsibilities, jobs, travel, nothing. It is these periods of during those periods of calmness that you have to fill yourself with divine light. And that's why during the period of calmness you should be on high alert. And what's the mistake that all the Brahmins do? Here they become slack. Here they become very loose. They start deprioritizing Baba. We take Baba for granted. We deprioritize him. And we give priority to other things like moving around, watching something entertaining, or wasting time in gossips or digital excessive involvement, watching movies, television. Then there are no situations. In fact, that is the time when you have to make yourself powerful. That is the time when you have a full day with you and no work to do. Suddenly you have got holiday. So that is the time you have to enter into the depth of knowledge. That is the time when you have to spend time in silence. Observe complete silence. That's the time when you have to relish this knowledge, the depth of this knowledge. And we have seen Brahmins do exactly the opposite. When they get holiday, they go for sightseeing. When they get holiday, they start enjoying. And the time is wasted. And then during times of trouble, disturbance, they start having yoga. But how can you have you have yoga? And then they are filled with complaints. Baba doesn't listen. Oh Baba, where are you? My voice is not listening. You are not hearing me. Where are you lost? This is not the time to meditate. This is the time to act. This is the time to utilize the energy which was filled during times of peace. During times of peace, what are my commitments? What I do? For example, people come to Madhuban for 10 days. Now, this is the period of silence. But there are so much Maya. Food can become Maya for somebody. Sightseeing can become Maya for somebody. Gossips can become Maya for somebody. Worthless discussions can become Maya for somebody. Or sitting here and thinking of the past, or worries, or future anxieties. And the real task for which we had come here is lost. We had come here to recharge, to rejuvenate. We had not come here to do what we are already doing in the world. The purpose of coming to Madhuban is never the seva. It is tapasya always. If this is not done, we haven't done anything in fact. So life is divided into these two different times. And one must become focused, dedicated during times of peace. This is the time when you have to introspect, retrospect, analyze, understand, reflect, go into the depth of the subconscious mind and what is hidden in the depths of subconscious, what is in the store of subconscious, what hidden emotions, what feelings, what grudges, what hatred, in the nooks, in the crevices, in the dark corners of the subconscious mind, what hurts, what trauma, what childhood trauma, what marital trauma, what emotional trauma, anything. This is the time when you have to really sink within yourself. This is the time when you have to get drowned in knowledge so that you come out powerful. In yesterday's Murli there was one statement. Righteous. Who is righteous? Those who take the power from the father. Those children are righteous. Righteous are those who take the power from the father. And this absorption of power, this inculcation of power, would take place during periods of calm. But what we do is, as I said, new Maya every day, new modes of wasting of time, chit-chatting for a long time without any purpose, commenting on the weather and the temperature, or discussing past life events, or complaining, or talking about future things which have yet not happened, making conclusions and assumptions. So when I remember him, I get his remembrance in return. When I remember Baba, I become very close to him, and I experience him as my eternal companion, my closest friend. And the talk is not unilateral. He participates in every one of our dialogues. God participates in each of our conversation with him. But many times we feel that our talks, our chit-chatting, our dialogues, our communication, our recounting, our narrating, our relating things to him is unilateral. That's because of the distance. He is there only standing, calling us, come, come all my long lost and now found children. But we have moved away into the forest of thorns, into the forest of our own confused thoughts. And then we wilt, and then we lose all the bloom, and then we become depressed. Then we enter into the stage of despair. And when a soul is sorrowful, it creates restlessness, a vacuum. Now what to fill this vacuum with? Remembrance becomes difficult during those times. So the soul fills it with worldly entertainments, relationships, trying to make contact with new people, trying to make friendships with new people, trying to contact them from calling and all those things. Why? Because there is a vacuum within. Otherwise there is no need of any human being. Already whatever bonds, whatever relationships are there, they are okay. We are trying to settle them off. We have to forget already whatever is existing. But what we try to do, we try to create something new, as if somebody might guide me or help me. But these are all forms of Maya. Trying to impress somebody or trying to make somebody impressed by us. But these are very subtle forms of Maya. And why they are coming? Because there is a vacuum. And why there is a vacuum? Because we are moved from away from God. Why we are moved away from God? Because we have not paid attention during those times of calmness. I have seen people come to Madhuban, they just enjoy 4 days and go back. That's it. They say the people who are here, we are also doing the same thing. But they are here only all the time. Don't forget. There's a lot of difference to stay here all the time and to come from outside and to spend some time and go away. You cannot do the same thing what they are doing. Your chart should be double than those who are already staying here. Whether it is observing silence during food, during times of meals, or Amrit Vela, you have no work here. So you can increase your duration of Amrit Vela. You can increase your duration of solitude. There is nobody to tell you why are you alone. Why are you not talking? In fact, those who work here, for them it might be a difficult task. But for those who are visitors, who are coming from outside, for tapasya here, they can stay in solitude as much as possible. Keep the tongue tied. Tongue tie. In English, there is a one word, taciturn. Taciturn means remaining silent. Remaining withdrawn. Remaining without speech. Because during those times only we remember him more. This is the time when you have to remember him more. This is a time of silence. This is a time to re-establish, to refurnish, to re-burnish our bond with him. So remembrance does two things. First, you stay happy. You stay in gloom. You don't filt. And naturally, when you are in remembrance, you get remembrance from him, and because of that, you always stay in a very elevated, high mood, on seventh heaven of delight, on cloud nine. So that stage of ecstasy, rapture, or transport, or bliss, stays with you. The moment you come down from that zenith of remembrance to the abyss of forgetfulness, the sorrow starts. This is the top point, the zenith, the summit. Stay here all the time, very close to him. The more you move away from the Father, the more the sorrow, the more the suffering, the more the repentance, the more the contrition, the more the disturbance. The more you move away, more you come close to him, the more the bliss, the more the happiness, the more the soul consciousness. So this is the first thing. Second, when you remember the Father, you get his help. And his help is very invisible. In fact, his help is always there. But we are out of tune with that help. The rain of help is always showering. The rain of help is always there, but we are sitting nestled in our own packed up houses where there are no windows even. Come out of these and bathe in the rains of his help, which is always there. So when you remember, automatically the help comes. How, when, where, nobody knows, but it will come. Rather than that, you are in tune with his help. Rather than that, best way to say is that your thoughts, if suppose these are the two tuning fork, this tuning fork is vibrating at this frequency, and this is God who is vibrating at this frequency. So tune in, folks. This is Supreme, this is Soul. They both will vibrate at the same frequency. And naturally, all the touchings, all the divine touchings will come to the Soul from the Supreme. So, do not deprioritize Baba. So, don't take him for granted. So, during times of peace, spend more time in his remembrance. When in Madhuban, give the highest priority to intense tapasya. And Baba never forces anybody. He can never also. He can never do that. He doesn't make us to do this. It's we have to do it. He never said, do this. He will never force. He cannot force another. We have to take that thought, that resolution and decide that I have to do it. Today the whole day is in front of me. What I do the whole day? How do I waste my time in gossips, chit-chatting, in food, in sightseeing, in commenting, in wasting times and brooding about the past, thinking of future, worrying about future, anxieties, fears, or digital entertainments? This all depends upon me. So today's essence, sweet children, practice having remembrance and you will always stay cheerful in bloom. You will continue to receive help from the Father and you will never wilt. Om Shanti.